We've been hearing a lot about the new cars people are buying under the Cash for Clunkers program. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he expects a vote this week on adding another $2 billion to keep the rebate program running until Labor Day. But what happens to the clunkers left behind at auto dealerships across the country? NPR's Elizabeth Shogren checked it out.
At Criswell Chevrolet in Gaithersburg, Maryland, the mechanics and salesmen have started calling their collection of parked clunkers Death Row. Mechanic Danny Smith opens the hood of a 1987 Dodge Ram pickup and then crawls under the vehicle.
What are you doing under there?
I'm draining all the old oil out.
The federal government requires dealers to disable the engines on the clunkers before they junk the cars. They do that by pouring 2 quarts of sodium silicate into the oil tank.
I'm adding the clunker bomb solution into the engine. It's pretty watery. It's supposed to run at 2,000 RPMs until the engine locks up and won't start anymore. It's a pretty simple procedure.
After a while, a noxious smell comes from the engine and smoke billows from under the hood. Smith puts his t-shirt over his face to block the fumes. After 18 minutes, the truck is done for.
Everything's done.
Initially, the government refused to give refunds until after dealers proved they had disabled the cars. So dealers were rushing to kill their clunkers. When it looked like the program was running out of money, dealers panicked. Neil Copit is Criswell's director of marketing.
If something were to happen in that deal and you didn't get the government money, you've got a disabled vehicle that's worth less than the worthlessness it was when it came in.
On Friday, the government changed the rules to give dealers 7 days after they receive refunds to disable the cars. At Criswell's 4 dealerships, there are a lot of old vans, pickups, and sedans on death row.
About 160, 170.
So you've got a part-time business now just helping them expire.
Well, yeah, it's the morticians of the automobile world.
Copit says it's not what his dealerships want to be doing with cars.
We sell them for a living, you know, it's like shooting a horse, I guess. If you got to shoot a horse, you don't feel good about it, but sometimes that's what has to be done.
Copit may feel bad, but not nearly as bad as Bill Miller. Miller owns 4 auto recycling and parts businesses in Maryland. He's standing in a sea of junked cars of all sorts. Nearby, his crew is using heavy machinery to extract the transmission from an old van. Miller opens the hood of a 2000 Dodge Caravan. It's marked to show it's already been disabled.
This is an engine that's had the solution run through it, and it just shows that that's a perfectly good engine that they ruined.
Does it feel wasteful to you?
Yes. I think we're bribing people to go buy new cars. I think we ought to bribe them to go buy used parts.
Miller's grumpy, and so is the entire auto recycling industry. That's because the engine is the most valuable part of most junked cars. Miller pays $100 to $300 per clunker. He hopes to sell the transmission, headlights, doors, and other body parts, and send the tires away to be recycled. After the clunkers have been stripped,
we crush them and sell them to a scrap processor.
Some recyclers have refused to participate in the clunkers program because they don't think they can make a profit. Miller thinks he can get at least a few $100 from each car. He's heading out this evening to pick up some more. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.